Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen, whether it's your first house or your forever home. We offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, except I just saw this horrifying text from a texter at 253 to Quack and Ben that said, Nebraska quarterback Royola just entered the portal, and then in parentheses, wish list. He's sure not on my wish list, that's for sure. I want no part of Royola. I think he sucks. I don't want him at all. I'm hoping that's not the case. We shall see, but a quarterback will be coming. We know that. At least I believe that and have believed it all along. So, Ramona, from the weekend, do you want the best of or the worst of first? And, you know, listen, we're going to get into the Dabo Swinney press conference a little bit and the number of player losses. But look, Penn State's going to have a similar number of losses with equal star power. Penn State's already lost three guys who are on Feldman's preseason freaks list and their starting quarterback and their coach and many more coming. So I don't think we really know anything about that game as yet in terms of who's going to be available. I mean, we know from Clemson's standpoint, but we have a long way. All we know so far is Penn State lost arguably their best defensive lineman. They, without question, lost their best offensive lineman and one of the best offensive linemen in America. They lost their starting quarterback some time ago. They've lost Nicholas Singleton, who's not playing. We don't know about Allen yet. We know they lost Durant, who is their top defensive tackle. So, yeah. Texter says, DJ Lagway, Riola, Sorsby, all hidden portal. Don't really want any of them. Well, I mean, Sorsby's talented. Lagway is talented, but he's raw. Sorsby is talented, but Sorsby has a bit of an attitude that you're going to have to deal with. He's a little Aaron Rodgers-like when it comes to teammates and other things. I don't mean that he never talks to them, but he casts blame a lot on guys other than himself. So it'll be interesting to see without question. Texas said Penn State opt-outs are interesting. I haven't seen Clemson media report on any of that, just our guys leaving. Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's just more to be determined. We don't really know the truth yet on any of that. We'll find out. I mean, if Catron Allen leaves, then they have no offense. Then their offense is, you know, gone. So I think that'll be a thing to watch. Hey, how are you, Brooke? Good to talk to you, Brooke. Brooke saying hello to us, Ramona. She says, hey, y'all. So, Brooke, Ramona, in a good mood at 3:09 today. Now, there's still plenty of time.
We could check at 3:20 and see.
Right. Yeah, we'll do wellness checks on Brooke and wellness checks on anybody who encounters Brooke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you get body slammed today? It might have been Brooke.
Yeah, that's right. So, Ramona, you want the best of the good news from the weekend? We're going to get to Clemson basketball against Mercer. You want the best of or you want the worst of?
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Was the Heisman ceremony this weekend?
It was.
Is that part of it?
It is. It is.
Give me the worst
of. Okay. So here's what happens, Ramona. Yeah. Diego Pavia strolls in. He and his band of 5'7" mafioso, Pavia and his two bros, because Pavia can't be much more like 5'7".
Well,
Pavia and his two bros are real little dudes, right? But they strolled in like mafioso. Now, one of those brothers is like wearing his suit from like 2004 or something. Because, I mean, the fit is just not good. The fit is not good at all, you know. But they strolled in looking like arch criminals, Ramona, looking dangerous at 5'7", as dangerous as 3'5" dudes can be.
Okay.
So that's where it starts. He did not win the Heisman, Ramona. He did not. Fernando Mendoza won, as we thought. Diego finished second. And when he finished second, the predictable came to life.
No.
He went on Instagram and said, F all the Heisman voters.
You're kidding.
F Indiana. F Indiana. F Mendoza. F everybody. F all the voters. Family forever. Yeah, he did.
And
Vanderbilt's embarrassed. And now, you know, Ramona, in the aftermath, of course, he's issued the apology. But that ship has sailed. You know, it's funny because we watched Clark Lee of Vanderbilt handle his situation with utmost class of not making the playoff. And then Diego Pavia went and ruined it all by displaying the least amount of class of anybody. I mean, this is who he is. This is who his family is. I'm sorry. He, his brothers, his father, his mother, it's all a disaster. And they behaved, he behaved like a little bee. And just atrocious behavior from a Heisman candidate. Again, F all the Heisman voters, F Indiana, you know, F Mendoza. Meanwhile, Mendoza, Ramona, epitomizing class, doing all these positive things, working with MS, everything else that Mendoza is doing. I mean, just... Mendoza just epitomizes class and Diego Pavia the exact opposite. The exact opposite.
How about that?
Just and look, we knew.
Well, we warned. I knew that the family might, but to go on and write all that, it's just terrible.
It was going to happen. We warned about this. We warned in advance that this was going to happen when he finished second. You know, I didn't know whether there'd be actual fists flying. I didn't know about any of that. But we knew that this would not end well, inviting the Pavia family to New York if he didn't win. And that's what you got. So just absolutely classless. Texas said the apology, LOL. Right. I mean, the apology sounded almost as bad as the original deal. Texas said Sorsby's 7-5 quarterback in the Big 12. Well, I mean, he plays on a 7-5 team. Sorsby has talent. I can promise you. Sorsby has talent. There's no question. He has an NFL arm. There's a lot to like. That team isn't great. Texas says one epitomizes class, the other epitomizes an ass. Right. That's the reality. And people were quick to go after Pavia too, Ramona. There's a video like showing the police walking Pavia away. And they created a Pavia that's like 3 feet high, Ramona.
Well, he deserves it.
That's right. He deserves.
He deserves. You act like that. You got to be a good loser. You can't be a sore loser.
Yeah. I mean.
Plus second.
Right. He finished second in the Heisman Trophy. Oh, yeah. By the way, he was also asked who's the best college player, Johnny Manziel or Lamar Jackson. And he said neither. I am. He said he was the best college player. Pavia believes he's the best college player of all time.
He does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah, it's like that. So, I mean, honestly, this whole family has acted like a disgrace this year. And it's no surprise that in the wake of not winning the Heisman, that this is what you would get from Diego Pavia. It's no surprise. It's just absolutely, absolutely awful. And his apology was phony too. Texas says it's the same as someone stabbing you and then apologizing by saying, "I hope it doesn't hurt that bad." Right, exactly right. UGA fan Ralph says Real is an absolute train wreck. He left Georgia at the 12th hour. Thinks he's prima donna. Avoid this guy. P.S. In 10 years, Diego Pavia and his brother will both be in jail, guaranteed. Ralph free weights Johnny. I think he's right. I think Ralph is right. That's where I anticipate the Pavia is ending up as well. Texas said is his eligibility out, I guess, on Pavia. Yeah, it's his eligibility is believed to be out. At one point, he suggested that he might try and pursue another year. I think that has been put down. So, yeah. Texas says, I now regret pulling for Vanderbilt. I get it. Makes the whistler sound good. It's right. I mean, look, the Heisman's going on for a million years. I don't ever remember anything like this. I don't remember anybody ever acting in this manner, the sore loser manner as Diego Pavia did.
You
finished second in the friggin' Heisman, and you would have thought that would have been enough. You would have been respectful. You would have known how to handle yourself. No, it's still the same Diego Pavia that it's always been, and just absolutely, absolutely classless. Let me wash all that away with the good news, Ramona. The good news was Army-Navy and everything about Army-Navy. From the coin toss with the official and Donald Trump on the field and every member of both academies just going berserk for the moment, and then the national anthem, which was just incredible. The whole thing was incredible from start to finish. The game was incredible. Navy won by one, 17-16 with a comeback win. Army had a couple chances to recover. Horvath fumbles. They just didn't quite get on him. And Navy came back to win. But every element, you know what? you know, Diego Pavia, you've got Army Navy going on the same weekend as the Heisman Trophy going on, and that's how you respond when Army Navy's going on, man. You are completely out of touch. Completely out of touch. You could have used some time in the Army or Navy, my man. Your whole family could, apparently. But Army and Navy epitomize everything that's great about college football. It is the last bastion, in many ways, of purity. And it was on display for all to see. It was absolutely incredible. The whole, every element of it was incredible. Maybe the most incredible element was the national anthem. It's unbelievable. It's on my Twitter feed somewhere, Ramona. You need to check that. You need to check that out because it was just, it was unbelievable. And, you know, and I we had a feeling that the Pavia Heisman thing with him not winning was going to go badly. We didn't know how exactly, but we had a feeling it would go badly, and it 100% did. And it's no surprise because there's nobody in that family who's exhibited an ounce worth of class all season long. And actually going back, I mean, Diego had his prior incident at another school. So there's nothing that surprises me with that family. And it's just on the heels of Clark Lee, the head coach there, being so classy in the way he handled the bitter disappointment of not making the playoff field and basically looking at it from an internal standpoint and saying, you know, look, we had our chances to win the two games we lost, and we didn't do it. And so it's on us. And how you can be coached by that guy in that manner, you knowing who he is, and act like a total A, is beyond.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
We knew we had been predicting for some weeks that something would go badly with Diego Pavia and family if he were to lose the Heisman Trophy, which we knew he was going to. We knew he was going to finish second, and that's what made it intriguing. Well, that's how the intrigue ended, with a classless performance on Instagram of F the Heisman voters, F Indiana, F Mendoza, F everybody. Except him, and then family forever is the other thing he said. And again, now he's come out and issued the half-hearted apology for all of it. Sorry, my man, that ship has sailed. All right, we'll take a quick break. Lots to get to. Walt up to the road rage. We'll be back.
Fans, we feel it. Football season is in full swing, and the best place to get in on all the action is Underdog. You hear me talking about Underdog every single day, and there's a good reason for it, because I play Underdog every single day, especially, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all football days, all great days to play with Underdog. It's easy to play. Just pick whether your favorite player is going higher or lower on stats like passing and rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and much more. And if you do a good job, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. It's so easy to play, and it's even easier to get started. Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets at underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows, and doors, roofing and decks, siding, and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com, where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
If you have had surgery and are struggling with recovery, check out OrthoLaser Spartanburg. OrthoLaser Spartanburg uses advanced MLS laser therapy to help reduce post-surgery pain, minimize swelling, and speed up healing so you can get back to normal life faster. OrthoLaser is non-invasive, drug-free, and proven to support a smoother, more comfortable recovery. Whether it's joint replacement, orthopedic surgery, or a sports injury repair, we're here to help you heal better. Take control of your recovery. Schedule your OrthoLaser session today at recoverwithlight.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
How many times have you told yourself, I'll get that weight loss journey started after the holidays? How many times have you actually done it? Well, everyone says they're going to start after the holidays. It doesn't get done. And that's why PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start now, before the new year, with 2 free weeks added to your program. That's a 2-week head start, so you're not rolling into January feeling behind. I joined PhD Weight Loss when I was at the busiest season of my year, and I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and the transition was much smoother and much better for me than I could have ever imagined. PhD's metabolic reset system taught me to burn fat first without drug starvation diets or endless workouts, and they can do the same for you. When you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to repeat your past mistakes. Call PhD today and start 2026 already ahead at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Tulu Road Rage, we are back. A couple things, and this is not good, not positive. Obviously, Clemson loss. Mr. George Bennett, very disappointing, but Mr. Bennett lived a great life, was instrumental and so many facets at Clemson, going to the age of 92. Obviously, we just came off losing Eldon Campbell, which was truly tragic, and died at a way too young age. Connor Shaw of South Carolina recently had a bad heart attack, and we nearly lost him. And now Steve Tannehill, South Carolina legendary quarterback, maybe the best in South Carolina history, and a man who has apparently fought cancer for some period of time, going at the age of 52, way too soon. So truly terrible news, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the families involved. And I did not want to get going without addressing those situations today. So, again, thoughts and prayers out to those families. All right, we have lots to get to. You can get in. Ramona, you can get in like you can get in like some dude from Portland, Oregon just did.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, can you explain this one to me?
He
was unhappy with us.
He called to complain.
Not like road rage, just
he called to
us.
Complain because the station had been broadcasting these games, and then we weren't, and then we were, and then we weren't, and then we were.
He's very disappointed that we're not broadcasting the Oregon State Beavers.
And then he said he could get it, and then he couldn't. I said, well, we broadcast local programming all day.
Yeah.
And
you can't get it here, my man.
And come to find out, he was looking for the TV station.
Yeah, the TV station in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Okay, he missed it by this much.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 3,000 miles off, TV to radio station. How does he get through life? You know, you just wonder, like, how did you arrive here? It's just, I'm really curious. Like, how did you arrive here?
Well, now, he said he Googled, and we came up. So we're at the top of the Google, so that's pretty good.
We're at the top of the Google for Oregon.
So that's good.
Yes.
So around the country, we're at the top of the Google, and he thought he was calling.
At least in Oregon. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, what did he voice what particular sporting events he was looking to see?
He named them, and I'm like thinking, what? You know, because I'm thinking, I know what we broadcast, and then we don't broadcast that. And then that's when it,
okay, I got to know. How long exactly were you confused?
Just a second.
Okay, so it was just a second, and you realized that dude was 3,000 miles off?
Yeah.
Was he
hammered? No, he didn't sound hammered.
Really?
But, yeah, see, I know what we broadcast. I sit there every day. I know exactly what goes on the air.
Yeah.
And none of the stuff he was saying was on the air.
See, so. It's a good thing I didn't answer because I would have had to.
You would have been mean.
No, I would have had to mess with him.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. I don't have time for that. I have breaks to do, and I have a show to produce. I don't have time to mess with
him. So, in any case, we have we started our bull season picks. We had to get 10 bull picks in by when? Noon? And our man Will, our man Will is tardy today. Our man Will did not get his bull picks in by noon. There should be a penalty for that.
Oh, how do you know? Because I don't see anything.
Well, that's how I know, because I was told. Yeah, I was told that Will.
Okay. You're in the know. Though.
Yeah, we were waiting for Will. I asked. We're waiting for Will. There should be a penalty for that, should there not? I mean, you get like two automatically wrong or something, or three automatically, or all 10. I mean, you got to get in time, right? I knew Ramona when it was Monday by noon.
I told you Friday
that somebody would not be in because by Monday you forget about it.
Oh yeah, weekends are for
That's right. That's right. I'm surprised. I'm honestly surprised. It's just I'm surprised it's just one. You have the 10 bowl games in your picks.
I think I don't have my picks.
What do you mean you don't have your picks?
Because I did them. And then I don't know. I don't remember writing them down.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What?
I did them in the email.
Okay. Then you sent them.
Oh,
so then you're in your sent mail.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Apparently, you really were dazed and confused by Mr. Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I got him. Yeah. I got mine now. I can't have both of them up at the same time, so we're not going to have this conversation.
What? What? Okay. What now?
If I have mine up, then I can't have the picks up. So which would you like, mine or the picks?
Do we have, are you saying we have all the results now?
No.
Oh. So you're saying just the generic picks?
Yes.
Okay.
So why don't you?
Well,
we will get to
both of that in a little bit.
Okay.
I'm seeing more and more reports about Marcus Freeman in Notre Dame. Marcus Freeman and the New York Giants, I should say. If Marcus Freeman leaves Notre Dame, first of all, if you're coaching Notre Dame, would you leave Notre Dame for the New York Giants? I know the Giants have a little bit of talent now, and I do think that Marcus Freeman has the potential to be a good NFL coach. I mean, I think he's worth taking a shot on. But if you're Marcus Freeman, would you give up Notre Dame to go coach the New York Giants? Why? I mean, the money's got to be very similar. What's the advantage of the New York Giants over friggin' Notre Dame? Notre Dame is a storied university, and starting next year, you're guaranteed to be in the playoffs every single year. I mean, you've had great success there. You have a safety net there. No one's going to fire you at Notre Dame. Marcus Freeman can basically coach at Notre Dame for as long as he wants. And you have security and everything else. What would be appealing about the Giants right now? I mean, again, you have a young, talented quarterback. I guess it's that. And there's certainly some young talent on that football team. And maybe he thinks he can author a quick turnaround, and maybe he can. Maybe he can. Again, I don't know that this is going to happen, but in a year where we've seen all of these major coaching jobs open, Notre Dame might be next. And that might be the biggest of all. I mean, it's certainly in that conversation. And we've never seen anything like this. If this is going to be the future of college football, then this is going to be get more insane by the year, because I think we'd have a hard time topping what we just witnessed. I mean, most of the major jobs in the country have come open, and others have threatened to come open, like Notre Dame and Texas. I don't know whether this is going to happen or not, but if Notre Dame comes open, who's the next Notre Dame coach? Is that Kalen DeBoer? Is Kalen DeBoer going to Michigan? If so, then Alabama comes open. Who's the next Alabama coach? Is Notre Dame Kalen DeBoer? Could Urban Meyer come out of retirement for Notre Dame, which was always his dream job, if we had moved closer to Notre Dame coming open? Now, this was yesterday, last night, I guess, when I was doing searches on Marcus Freeman. And seeing this, let me just see what we're saying right now. Okay, this is saying this says from Newsweek 1 hour ago, Notre Dame's Marcus Freeman reportedly turned down high-profile job. Let's see if that's what we're talking about. Freeman has been a revelation at Notre Dame, leading the fight at Irish. One short of the Buckeyes. Notre Dame is in town keeping Freeman as long as possible, awarding the contract extension before the start of the 25 season. According to Ralph Russo of The Athletic, the Penn State Nittany Lions had Freeman on their short list after a fine long time. So this is about Penn State? Well, thanks for that. I mean, an hour ago, thanks for that, Newsweek. You're really staying ahead of the curve. I mean, that's been settled for some time. Everybody has his eyes on Marcus, Bavakwa said, the AD there. College has eyes on Marcus. NFL has eyes on Marcus. He's the absolute best coach in the country for Notre Dame. Full stop, one of the greatest college coaches in the country. I don't see anything about the Giants, so this is a red herring article. Thanks for that, Newsweek. Thanks for getting me to click on that bullcrap, making it seem like this involved the Giants, involves Penn State. Yeah, thanks for that old news. I don't see anything new on this. I see this 4 days ago from the Sporting News. It said Marcus Freeman rumors grow towards NFL job. This is going to be another misleading one. MSN, that's all they write, misleading headlines. They just try and lure you in. I don't click on anything from MSN anymore because every single headline is absolute bullcrap. So I don't waste my time with them anymore. I know there's nothing newsworthy there. So we don't know. We don't know. But, I mean, I'm starting to get the feeling that Freeman's going to take the Giants job. I saw a list of like five or six candidates that I don't know where the list came from, but like five or six candidates for the Giants job. And of the five or six, the one that was the most believable was Marcus Freeman. I thought by far the most believable of the names on the list. I mean, other names were like Cliff Kingsbury, etc. I thought Marcus Freeman was by far the preferred candidate of those five or six names I saw. So it could Marcus Freeman be the next coach of the New York Giants? If he is, who's the next coach of Notre Dame? And if DeBoer goes to Michigan, who's the next coach of Alabama? If DeBoer doesn't go to Michigan, who's the next coach of Michigan? I mean, this is insane. Look at the jobs we have had open and still have open and still might have open in the world of college football. And is it that if Freeman takes the Giants job, is it just that he wants to get out of this mess, out of the mess that is college football? Is that it? Maybe it is. And maybe we're going to see more of that. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Okay, quick break. Steve and a car phone, you'll be up first as soon as we get back.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
Discover the best-kept golf and dining secret located in Oconee County off I-85 at Exit 1. Chickasaw Point, with breathtaking golf on the Hills course to scrumptious dining at Overlook Restaurant and Bar. It's unlike any golf course you've played anywhere in the upstate. Reserve Overlook Restaurant for a meeting, wedding, birthday, or anniversary. Enjoy lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. For Overlook, go to ChickasawPoint.com, and for golf, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long hold times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Waltham to the Road Ranch. You know, I saw this from College Sports Only. It's the Dylan Raiola timeline. Again, I've not been a fan of his and did not like him when I watched his high school film and still don't like him. And I've not seen any reason to like him. And his poetry sucks out loud. Remember all of his poetry run about himself, about his own greatness? Remember Dylan Raiola?
I remember something about that.
His poetry about his own greatness and what he was going to do at Nebraska. Now he's going to raise the Nebraska program, you know, all that stuff. That's all out now. So here's his timeline, Ramona. 2021, plays for Burleson High School, Texas. 2022, transfers to Chandler High School, Arizona. May of 2022, commits to Ohio State. 2023, transfers to Buford High School, Georgia. May of 2023, commits to Georgia. December 23, commits to Nebraska. December 25, enters the transfer portal. So that's where we are with the Dylan Raiola movement so far. Yeah, I have no interest in him whatsoever. Zero. None. I hope not to see him anywhere near Clemson. But, you know, again, Clemson needs a quarterback. People are asking me about Lagway. Look, I think he's going to be like one of 20 guys that Clemson could look at. I don't know whether Clemson's looking for a long-term fix, a short-term fix. I don't care. There are plenty of options out there. I just want one of them. That's what I want. I want one of them. All right, plenty of quality options out there. Get one of them because you need a starting quarterback for 2026 because you 100% do not have one on this roster. That's my belief. And I'm not going to change my mind until I see otherwise. That's my belief. I think Clemson needs a starting quarterback for 2026. Above all else, that's the first need. That's priority one need. You don't have that position, you can forget it. Steve on a car phone. Steve, how are you, Steve?
One way to get me to call into your show is to talk about my Giants, and besides making fun of our kicker or our lack of defense or our lack of safeties or our lack of linebackers
or coaches.
But outside of that, we're in pretty good shape. On all the message boards I'm reading right now, Chris Shula's name has come up. Marcus Freeman is not coming up as much as some of the talk shows are saying, but, you know, I'm not. Who the heck knows what the
You're confusing me. Hold on. What do you mean his name's not coming up as much as the talk shows?
On all the message boards and crap, you know, the stuff that on the Giants fan boards, it comes up, but
okay. Well, who's the lead name then?
Right now, probably Chris Shula, and defensive coordinator with the Rams. I've seen Mike McCarthy's name come up. I've seen, believe it or not, I've seen Pittsburgh Steelers coach being fired and coming to the Giants. If it's my preference of all of them, and I'm expecting the Browns to fire Kevin Stefanik, I would love to have him in New York. I mean, I think that he's a great coach. He just is in a bad situation.
No.
Marcus Freeman, if you made the comment about why would he leave college, you just gave the reason 5 minutes ago about the guy who's just transferred all over the place. I mean, college football, until he gets some guardrails, it's who the heck wants to be part of it?
Well, I mean, but he's going to be in the playoff every year. I mean, the New York Giants aren't in the playoff every year.
No. But we have had some good drafts over the last couple of years and done nothing with them. But we have the one thing that you have to have in the NFL, and what you were just talking about, Clemson. I mean, I think the Giants have their quarterback for the future if he stays upright.
Well, I tried to convince the whole world of that back at draft time, but
you did. You did. And I'll tell you a funny story. I'll tell you a funny story about you saying that. I was in Vegas this past April, the night of the draft, with work, but at a sports bar watching the draft, and I'm sitting there praying. I said, "Please, please, with a third pick, take Carter. Do not take." And then when Dart fell on our lap, one guy beside me said, "Oh, Jackson Dart." I said, "Trust me, the guy at home agrees with me. I said, keep an eye on him. This is a great pick. This is a great pick by the Giants. Getting him where they got him, and didn't cost him anything. And then by a couple of rounds later, you get Scataboo. I mean, what? That's good of three picks you're going to find.
Yeah. Well, and you have an elite young receiver, too, coming off injury, but you have an elite young receiver. So
elite young receiver.
Right. There's some pieces.
Good D-line.
Yeah. There are some pieces that.
I would be happy with Freeman. I mean, I'm okay with Freeman.
Yeah. I think it would be a good choice. I really do. I think Marcus Freeman can coach the game, and I think he's respected. And I think he'd be respected on that level, too. Just the way he carries himself. You know, he's the one.
I mean, you've got to be a different coach to coach the New York market, and he is. He has that coolness, that not getting upset with anything, not taking, you know. And he could handle the New York media, but who knows?
There
are going to be so many coaches fired. Who knows? Who's going to be available?
Yep, it's the wildest time that I remember in coaching. Thank you, Steve. Good talking to you as always. Good luck to your Giants. We'll see who winds up. So Chris Shula, DC of the Rams. Look, you're coming from a winning organization. Coming from an organization that might win the Super Bowl. I mean, there's that, I guess. Garnet and Gold and then Scott in Greenville. Garnet and Gold, how are you, Garnet and Gold?
Honestly?
Who the White Sox playing?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Fade to black.
Todd Bowles,
you're fading to black. Todd has had enough. Todd is like, okay, look, this isn't us anymore. That press conference was something else. He was like, no, this isn't us anymore. This is you players. This is not us. We're done.
Yeah, of course. He's not going to take responsibility.
Yeah. Well, you know, is he right, though? Is he right?
On the defensive side, I mean, yeah, Baker's slip back to, you know, medium.
Yeah, I guess that MVP is over, huh?
The MVP is over, but when the offense has to do everything they can to score on every drive because the defense can't stop a slow leak, they just need some Teflon tape, you know, something that anybody could do. Todd Bowles is supposed to be this defensive guy.
Yeah.
And maybe, as a D coordinator, great. But having more than one responsibility, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you make
all right, so you're ready to fire him, too. We're firing everybody, Ramon. We have nobody to take any of these jobs. We're firing everybody. All right, so if he goes in Tampa, who's next in Tampa?
I don't know. I really don't. I have no idea. To be honest with you, I would, I don't know. I'll take Marcus Freeman in Tampa. Whatever.
There you go. There you go. If Marcus Freeman doesn't choose the Giants job, maybe he can choose the Tampa Bay job.
Maybe he can choose the Bucs job. Yeah. And then he can sit. I mean, then we can opt out of the playoffs because we don't deserve to be in there. I mean, Carolina had the biggest opportunity they could have yesterday.
Yeah, and they went choke.
And they chokey choke. I mean, the NFC South is just
awful.
It's like. Let's put the NFC South versus Pittsburgh or Baltimore, whoever wins that division, and just say this is your consolation game because both of these divisions are just awful.
Yeah.
It kills me. But, I mean, I also have my Avs, 23-2-7.
Oh, that's true.
Best team in NHL.
Yeah, that's true. And you only resort to them when everything else goes wrong.
No, man, baseball is my last. Hockey's my second favorite. I got NFL, hockey, okay. NBA, and then MLB is third. And you know, my Nuggets are doing okay. I mean, we got some injuries right now, but I watch. It's funny. Like, I have my buddies over watching football, and then they're like, "Well, what game's on next?" They're like, "We don't want to watch that." And I'm like, "Well, we're gonna watch the Avs play. I don't want to watch hockey." I'm like, "Really?
We're gonna watch the Avs just play?" Nothing.
They're like. Yeah, they're just like, hockey's, you don't take no skill to be in hockey. I'm like,
I got to stop you for a second. Ramona, look what Orlowski's wearing. Look what Orlowski's wearing, Ramona. Did you see that? Watch what Orlowski's wearing. Where was this suit from when he was 10? And what color is that exactly?
I don't know. It's like rusted.
Right. Like bright rust with a blue with a blue tie. In like a child size.
And I don't know the guy next to him, what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. That's awful, like, too. You know, that's awful, too. I mean, it's like dueling clown shows. I mean, I don't know what that
maybe that's what they're discussing.
Or they are. They are discussing that right now. We have no words, but we know they're discussing that. It's awful. Sorry, Garnet and Gold.
No, I understand. Orlovsky wears suits that are 3 times smaller than he should be wearing
child
every
suits.
Time.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, they come up to his like the middle of his elbow and his wrist, and not one of my favorite guys on the
awful.
TV for sure.
Awful.
For sure.
I don't know how he's there. I don't understand it. He has to have something on somebody. I don't.
He probably does.
I don't know how he elevated to this point. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, the only thing he ever accomplished on a football field was he ran out of the back of the end zone in the most infamous play in NFL history.
Yeah, I remember that. He was a terrible NFL player, too. God, he was so bad. Yeah. Maybe he has, like, somebody on Epstein.
You know where he came from? Do you know where he came from in high school? He came from Ansonia.
In high school?
Yeah, Ansonia, Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yep. Explains a lot.
That means nothing to me. I don't know.
Yep.
That means Connecticut, okay. Yeah, middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right. But I just want to be put out of our misery, to be honest with you. I don't want to have every week.
Well, good news for you. Good news for you is that's what's going to happen.
So Carolina's going to beat us.
I don't know. You know what? I don't care. I don't care who wins that division. Y'all suck. So I don't care.
We do. It doesn't matter. We're awful. And I feel
you're only going to be in the playoff. You're only going to be in a playoff for one game, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because whoever loses Thursday will probably be who we'll play in the first round. If we were to make it, will be either L.A. or it's going to be Seattle, and both of them will beat us by a set. L.A.'s already beat us by a ton, and somehow Carolina beat them, but Carolina can't beat New Orleans. I don't know. I'm done with the season. I was done with Florida State. I'm done with Tampa. Let's bring on some NHL, and then let's bring on some NBA. I mean, that's what I'm watching mostly now.
Yeah.
I'll watch Tampa Sunday just so I can hopefully see us get our rear ends kicked by Bryce Young and the Carolina Charlotte Panthers, whatever. I just football season. Other than my fantasy league, football season to me is just in the rear view.
Well, it's like your baseball team sucks, your football team sucks, but you'll always have the Habs.
Yes, I have Nathan McKinnon. That's my boy.
That's right,
Nathan McKinnon for MVP or what is it, Conn Smythe? I can't remember what the trick is. For MVP.
Garden Gold. I gotta go.
All right, man. All right, bye.
Scott in Greenville, I'm coming right to you. Don't move, Scott. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, behind Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. Nick will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office, again, right behind Mellow Mushroom. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI. Look, you've been charged with DUI. It's a devastating event. It can disrupt your entire life. Being charged doesn't automatically mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your future and your interests. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. You've been injured in any sort of accident. After seeking medical help, you call Nick Lavery. Don't talk to any insurance companies. Let Nick Lavery handle all of that. The insurance companies fear him with good reason. Wrongful death. If your family's facing the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick will make sure you find it. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What do you do next? Call Nick Lavery. His legal team are here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call today, 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. Visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
This winter, save big with Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Upgrade to an energy-efficient Armstrong air system and get up to $2,000 in federal tax credits before January 1st. Plus, choose 60 months no-interest financing or up to $2,000 in rebates on select heat pumps that may also qualify for utility rebates. That's real money back and long-term savings on your energy bills. Schedule your free estimate today at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets at walhallapac.com. Don't miss a night of legendary music. You'll never hear rock the same way again.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina.